Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth podcast. It's Black Friday 2013. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. I went out and about last night into the wilds of retail for non-Entertainment Earth things. Muffins, pumpkins, waxed paper, Caledonia, mahoganies, elbows, and green things in general. And it wasn't that bad out when you go out. It seemed like everybody was kind of done with it. So maybe they were all shopping online. Maybe you should be shopping online at Entertainment Earth, because that's the company at which I work. And if you buy things here, I will continue to be employed. So I think that's a very good thing to do this time of year. At the box office last week, The Hunger Games: Catching Fire did indeed live up to its name with $158.1 million in a domestic box office take. Thor: The Dark World was number 2 at $14.2 million. The Best Man Holiday was number 3 at $12.5. Number 4 was Delivery Man at $7.9. And Freebirds rounded out the top 5 at $5.4 million. New this week, Disney's Frozen, Old Boy, Homefront, and other movies in limited release. In the news, we don't have that much because we're catching up with all the Black Friday action over here, but I can tell you Quentin Tarantino said his next film will be a Western, according to a Leno interview on The Tonight Show he did this week. Also, it's worth pointing out that The Hunger Games: Catching Fire is up to $422 million worldwide so far in about a week. Not bad at all. On sale, Entertainment Earth. Black Friday is now, and we're having Cyber Monday sales, too. We're going to have new items each and every day. A lot of the offers are one day only, so you'll want to check those out right now at entertainmentearth.com. If you don't, you'll miss it. You'll be sorry, because items are selling out. I'm not just saying that. We've had to take down a few items today because they were too popular, and we don't have any more to send you. So that's why everyone's ordering online. So check that out. Order some stuff, or don't, but you should. So do that, and while you're at it, we have toy news. That's a transition, what we call in the business. Transformers Generations Voyager Wave 6 from Hasbro has been confirmed to include the Autobot Whirl, the Wreckers guy who makes the funny faces in the comics. That's hilarious if you read the comics. Well, it's amusing. I liked it very much anyway. Star Wars Black Series 6-inch Wave 3 is up for pre-order as well. I hope you started ordering yours. New figures include Revenge of the Sith Obi-Wan Kenobi, Empire Strikes Back Bespin Luke, and a Stormtrooper. Han Solo is also included once again in this assortment, so get him in Wave 3. We also have free shipping on all in-stock items, $50 or more, and orders, too, so go ahead and order some stuff. We have new pre-orders as well. We have the Saturday Night Live Matt Foley My Other Cars, a Van Down by the River license plate frame. I love this item. We have the Aliens Helmeted Hudson versus a battle-damaged Brown Alien Warrior action figure 2-pack. We have the Godzilla vs. Mothra SH Monster Arts action figure, imported from Japan, and a new line of Star Wars Metal Earth model kits. They're little tiny things you bend together, and they look really nice. I got to see a sample up close a few weeks ago. I think you'll like them. There's a Millennium Falcon, R2-D2, AT-AT, and Darth Vader TIE Fighter. It's always interesting to see that it's mostly original trilogy with this kind of stuff. Makes me happy, because I'm old. But there's your exciting new news. So check out all that great stuff. Go to entertainmentearth.com right now. We're putting up new pre-orders, new items. I believe we're going to have some other new stuff going up today. I can't tell you because I don't have the list in front of me, and I don't want to tell you wrong. But Black Friday is really where it's at, so get some in-stock stuff. Get it at great prices. And order enough of it so you don't have to pay shipping. Win-win. See you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.